Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Here is a man that words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He did not fear death, nor did he refuse to live.
Here is a man that words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He did not fear death, nor did he refuse to live.
Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain?
He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue,
He who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord.
He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Here is a man that words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He did not fear death, nor did he refuse to live.
Lord, if your people still need me, I am ready for the task. Your will be done.
Lord, if your people still need me, I am ready for the task. Your will be done.
Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, and the children of the upright are blessed.
Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just.
The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever.
He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes.
Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory.
The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth, and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, if your people still need me, I am ready for the task. Your will be done.
Bishop Martin has left this world, a shining light among priests. Now he lives with Christ forever.
Bishop Martin has left this world, a shining light among priests. Now he lives with Christ forever.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honour or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bishop Martin has left this world, a shining light among priests. Now he lives with Christ forever.
To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly, as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. He spent himself in their service and ever prayed for them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
This blessed bishop loved Christ with all his strength and had no fear of earthly rulers. Though he did not die a martyr's death, this holy confessor won the martyr's palm.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
This blessed bishop loved Christ with all his strength and had no fear of earthly rulers. Though he did not die a martyr's death, this holy confessor won the martyr's palm. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women.
Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion.
Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit.
Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors.
Let none of them, one at the price of your blood, remain far from you.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them, you give your flock eternal life.
Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord. With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who are glorified in the Bishop Saint Martin both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.